Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers. And today, I have a very special guest who's coming into the studio. Her name is JJ Virgin, and she is a best-selling author, and actually she has a new book out, which we're going to be going over on mindset. She's actually known for health and wellness, but she actually has a new book out called Miracle Mindset. So I see JJ in the studio, and I'm going to welcome her in just a few moments here. We're so happy to have you listening in today. The Wellness Coach is your oasis to slow down, tune in, and reboot. Find us on the web at portlandwellnesscoach.com. So I'm going to introduce JJ, my very special guest, JJ Virgin. She is a celebrity nutrition and fitness expert. She teaches clients how to lose weight and master their mindset so they can lead bigger and better lives. She is the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers, The Virgin Diet, The Virgin Diet Cookbook, JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet, and JJ Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet Cookbook. Her memoir, Miracle Mindset, A Mother, Her Son, and Life's Hardest Lessons, explores the powerful lessons in strength and positivity that she learned after her son Grant was the victim of a brutal hit-and-run accident. JJ hosts the popular JJ Virgin Lifestyle Show podcast and regularly writes for Huffington Post, Rodale Wellness, and other major blogs and magazines. She's also a frequent guest on TV and radio and speaks at major events. I know I actually saw her at one of Lisa Sasevich's events. So in addition to her work with nutrition and fitness, JJ is also a business coach and founded the premier health entrepreneur event and community, the Mindshare Summit. You can find articles, recipes, helpful online programs, and more on her website at jjvirgin.com. So on that note, I'm going to welcome JJ into the studio. And hi, JJ. How are you today? Thanks for being here.
Good. Thank you.
Hi.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, I have to say, I just want to say that I did see you. I went to virtually one of Lisa's events, and you were one of her guest speakers, so I was very impressed. So it's my honor to have you here today. And
well, thank
you. I know that you have, you're known for health and wellness, and you have 4 bestsellers, and now you have a new book out, and it's called Miracle Mindset. And I'm just going to briefly introduce that book, and then I'll just ask you some questions about it. So Miracle Mindset is a groundbreaking new book that covers 7 powerful lessons. Obviously you could say it better than I could, but it sounds like even though you're known for the Virgin Diet and Sugar Impact Diet, and of course we're going to cover a little bit, not only mindset, of course, but we're going to talk a little bit of maybe how fitness and nutrition are kind of factor into part of this Miracle Mindset and a little bit down the road here. But so your son had to find a new focus on mindset, is that right? And also discover the power of courage and strength and resilience to help you not just survive but thrive during life's hardest moments. And JJ, so Miracle Mindset, it is a bit of a departure from your other bestsellers, but so those are all focused on diet and nutrition. But could you tell us, what inspired you to write Miracle Mindset? And I'd love to hear more about the story of what happened with your son and what inspired you to write this book.
So my son, and in fact, it's interesting because it seems like a departure, but the reality is you really can't, be healthy and have wellness if you don't have, you know, a good healthy mindset, right? So
right,
it's actually,
exactly.
I look at it
absolutely.
As like the third pillar, you know, nutrition, fitness, and mindset. And last
yes.
year when I asked
love
my
that.
Community, if you're not where you want to be in your health, why not? Thinking that they'd say sugar or gluten or something, you know, one of my things. They said no. And this is thousands of people responding going, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel worthy. I'm like, wow.
Mm.
Right? So,
yeah.
you know, the real lesson, yeah, it's like
mm-hmm.
wherever you think you are, your limitations mm-hmm. become your life. So you can't outrun your mindset. And
so true.
I've always been a student of nutrition and fitness since I was a teenager, but in my 20s, I had my very first mentor, and she was a personal development mentor. And so it's
mm-hmm.
really actually woven
mm-hmm.
into everything I do. And thankfully, with what happened with my son, it was in me because it's really how we all managed to survive. And that's really the story is I'll explain what happened to him. But
okay.
as I went
okay.
through this for the last 4.5 years, they kept going, how did you do it? And so that's what this book is. But
oh,
just
got
as my
it.
Virgin
oh, perfect.
Diet.
Okay.
Are we good
yes,
on time?
Go ahead.
Just as my Virgin
oh, yeah.
diet was getting ready to come out.
Yes.
A couple weeks before it. And I'm just to set it up, I'm the financial support for my family, and I've invested everything into this book. So, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, because I
okay.
thought this would be this big book out into the world. And my son was out
mm-hmm.
for a walk crossing the street, got hit by a car, which
oh, my goodness.
We'll never know what really happened because it was a hit and run. And
okay.
he was airlifted to the
mm-hmm.
local hospital, where they told us when we got there, they said, you know, your son has very serious injuries. He has a torn aorta. That kills 90% of the people usually on the scene. His
oh
was hanging
goodness.
On by an onion skin. So they said it's going to rupture
oh,
sometime
wow.
in the next 24 hours. Then he had multiple brain bleeds, and that's what complicated everything because the typical way you fix an aorta is to put a stent in it, but you have to use a blood thinner, and if they'd done that, his brain would bleed out. So they said you'd have to airlift him to a special, you know, a surgeon who can do this, but he's never going to survive this airlift. And even if he
oh
were, chances are he wouldn't survive the surgery. And even if he were to survive both those, he'll be so brain damaged it wouldn't be worth it.
Mm.
And my other son, who was 15 at the time, oh. who's in the hospital with us, you know, with my son, like literally my son's got road rash down half his body, glass and gravel, bones sticking through his skin.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he looked at this doctor, my 15-year-old, and said, so like maybe a 0.25% chance he could make it. And the doctor said, yep,
gosh.
Sounds about right.
Wow.
And my 15-year-old, Bryce, looks at the doctor and says, we'll take those odds.
Oh, wow.
Like,
wow.
I know. Like, there's,
yeah, kids are kind of good for that.
Right there.
Exactly. Yeah, kids kind of have it built into them, I think, a lot of kids. And then, yeah.
Interesting. It was amazing. Yeah, so that happened, and we overruled that doctor who was very upset with us. And I'm like, well, he'll die here no matter what. So we've got to have a chance. And we got him to that other hospital.
Yeah.
And had this amazing surgeon. We had 5 surgical teams working on him. And he made it through that surgery. And then he was in a deep, deep coma. And, I mean, a deep, deep coma. And that was when I was standing there looking at my son in a coma thinking, all right, I'm here. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to help my son. And I literally looked at him and I said, Grant, you know, you're going to be 110%. We're all here. We're fighting for you.
Wow.
You've got to fight. Mm-hmm. And we are going to make it through this. We can do this. I'm going to pull in every resource and we're going to get through this. And I said, your brother loves you. And he squeezed my hand. You know, he's supposed to be in a deep non-responsive coma. Yeah, right?
Wow.
And then
That's amazing.
I said another name to see if he'd respond, and he didn't. And then I said, and your girlfriend, he like totally enthralled with this girl. I said, your girlfriend loves you. And he grabbed my hand and picked it up off the bed. And I went, he is in there. I said, so you have to fight. Like, you have to fight.
Wow.
Man, you know? And just started operating from this principle of you're going to be 110%, which was a ridiculous concept because, you know, he's got broken femurs, crushed heel, you know, he's in a deep coma. And it's been a long 4.5 years to go through this and to get him there. And the way you get someone back to that level or further than they were before is 1% at a time, right? Little,
wow,
little
love
by
that.
Little by little by little.
It's so true.
It is. But when I looked back, because, you know, I launched a New York Times bestseller bedside in the ICU with my son. And later my son,
amazing.
And I would sit there and tell him what I was doing, you know, and talk to him. And because I knew he could hear me. Mm-hmm. And he said later, he goes,
yeah.
The gray man asked me if I wanted to live or die, Mom. And I kept hearing your voice. So I told him I would live.
Oh, wow. That's just incredible.
They can hear you. I've always believed they could hear you. So they can hear you. Important.
Now, when you say they, you mean what? Who
they,
you
when
mean,
people are
KJ?
In comas, like when people.
Yeah, or you mean
know,
the people that are
Grant,
in comas. Yes.
Yeah, Grant tells stories about the hospital and what we were wearing and what we were doing.
Oh,
he was
my gosh.
Not, you know, he was in a coma.
That's just
so.
Incredible. That's so,
yes.
It's just amazing. So I mean, what, just the way you painted that, the picture of that story is just, it's just so vivid. And I really feel like I was, you know, kind of have a feeling, a sense of being there. And JJ, I want to go deeper with, so you've talked about mindset, and I don't want to get off topic, but this kind of reminds me a little bit of who are those, you know, Princess Leia and her mom, Carrie Fisher. You know how her mom, it almost sounded like she, I mean, mindset is so powerful, like you were saying, it's almost like she decided to go to be with her daughter. And I want to explore, I'm curious, so let's go deeper with, what exactly is the miracle? What is the miracle part of the mindset, and why does mindset matter? I mean, you've already covered this a little bit, but I really feel like there's, I mean, you know, to see, to kind of watch someone like, kind of like what your son went through and what all of you went through together, and just kind of watch Carrie Fisher's mom kind of do that. There's definitely something there. And so why is it, what exactly is the miracle
mindset?
Fascinating,
isn't it?
It's fascinating.
So... it has been, I was always intrigued by near-death experiences too. I didn't really want to go through it like this in comas, you know, I was like, I didn't really want to participate in one, but there are, it's all of that, like what's beyond, you know, it's always been super fascinating to me. And Grant did, he described what we were wearing in the waiting room while he was in surgery. And I'm like, okay, that's incredible.
Wow.
Like, that's
just
incredible.
That chills again.
And,
he
is not the same person as he was before the accident. It's quite incredible to be around him. People just want to come up and touch him. He's like, what are they doing? I go, you're walking hope, honey. But I had to really sit and look and go, how did we as a family get through this, you know? And what did it take? Because so many people kept asking, and I always believed success leaves clues. And, you know, when you think about people out there, who are doing cool things in the world. Like I think of the people who I admire, who I aspire to, and the thing that I noticed with all of them is that they have been through stuff, right?
Okay.
They've
very
been
interesting.
Through challenges. Yeah, it's like we don't grow when it's, you know, sunny outside and everything's going our way. Like, you know, right?
It's kind of true. It's so interesting how that works, isn't it? So it's almost like challenge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is going to lead, I think, to the idea of the topic of resilience. But it's almost like, you know, people think of challenges as like, oh no, it's something I have to go through. But in fact, that's what makes you grow, right?
That's what makes you who you are. And it's how you show up during those times that ultimately determines everything. And so I looked at this. I looked at other people who I thought were like just amazing. And I went, what is it? And it is that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a psychologist out of Stanford who created this coin, this word, a growth mindset, that there's two types of mindsets. One's fixed. It's that person who's a victim. Life happens to him. There's nothing you can do. And then there's the growth mindset. You can build it. You can develop it. It's like a muscle. And that's the person who can take responsibility for their life. They can, even if there's this situation happening, it's not that I created these miracles out there and I managed to bring my son back from the dead. It's how we were showing up in the moment and how we were able to see these miracles around us because they were happening all the time, you know?
Okay.
And so I started to look at
sense.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So if mindset's a muscle, which means if you're not building it, since we're fitness people, guess what? If it's not being developed and exercised, then what happens, right?
It's
shrinking.
And
ultimately, you're never going to be able to get bigger, show up bigger than whatever your mindset says. If you think you're not worthy or it won't work, whatever that, guess what? You'll be right. If you believe that it can be 110%, guess what? You'll be right, you know? So it's really about looking. So I looked at like the seven key attributes when I thought of all these cool people. And resilience is a key one. And you brought it up. And, you know, when you look at the research on resilience, the people who've been through challenges and grown through them are actually happier and more successful.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. And I had to say, JJ, I'm just in awe because I can feel it from you. I mean, you have that strength and that resilience, and I know that you kind of differentiate between the two, but I just feel this, you emanate this mindset and also this resilience, and I know resilience is, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There's so much we could talk about. We have just really briefly, for anyone who's listening live, we are on air live until 3:30, and then we will go off air, but JJ and I will still have about 10 or 15 minutes to chat. So listen back in case you don't hear everything, but you have so much to say. I can tell, like I sense this when I heard you talk at Lisa's event too. So go ahead, JJ. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just, there's so much to cover. I just want to say you emanate it.
Thank you. Yeah. It's, you know, what's been the most interesting on all of this is, I have this book coming out, The Miracle Mindset. I did a documentary with it that actually the premiere of that started today. Yes, we have an online movie premiere going on right now, which I'm super excited about before it goes on to television.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
So, thank you.
What is that called? Is that the same?
It's You Are Stronger Than You Think. You can actually go see it at miraclemindset.com, and you can watch it for free right now while we have it up. I wrote the book,
that's
and
amazing.
I did an audio book, and I did the movie thinking, you know, and people were saying, oh, this must be very healing and cathartic, and I'm like, it's not, you know.
Really?
I was like going, this is not healing. And then people started coming to me going, this is happening in my life. And, you know, my story is very specific. I mean, I went through what looked like insurmountable odds, the unthinkable. And, you know, the point is there are people all over the place. I've been here too, where you feel like you're stuck in something or trapped, or you just you're just not inspired, or, you know, just the things that come up that we have to handle all the time, they just seem overwhelming. Yeah, or you just feel like you should be in a bigger place in your life. And so I started to look at, all right, if we know our mindset's a muscle, we need to exercise it, what is it we need to do to grow it?
Exactly,
develop it?
Right.
And can we create that? Like that's how I always roll. I'm like, all right, here's my jam. we've got sugar issues. How do we create a simple process to get people to lose their sweet tooth? All right, so we know we need to build your mindset. It feels so intangible and ephemeral and woo-woo. Like, how do we bring it down to science, and how do we create specific steps so that you could turn around in a week and go, oh, my gosh, like, I haven't directly focused on weight loss, or I haven't directly focused on my relationship, but everything just improved. Mm-hmm. Like, what the heck? Because when your mindset improves, your life improves.
It improves everything.
Right?
Oh, very interesting. Okay. Great point.
I was so fortunate in that this was like deep in me to begin. Like, I had been working on mindset for so many years, and I'd gone through, like, I was so fortunate to go through so many challenges in my life, which created so much growth and strength. It's like, how do you get stronger?
Wow.
You got to exercise it. Right? Now, it doesn't mean you have to go through what I went through, and that's the good news. Right? So the good news
is be as intense.
That it doesn't have to be that way, but there are practices that you can do every day that take minutes that can help you push the fear out, that can help you handle things, deal with overwhelm, and they're simple. Like, one thing I did in the hospital with Grant, because we were in the hospital for 4.5 months, and, you know, there were times in there where they didn't know if he was going to make it. You know, they were like, I don't think he'll ever wake up. He's not going to walk. I mean, all just doom and gloom and gloomy, right? And I would every morning get up and pull out, and I physically did this, and I still do it. I do it every day. I've been doing it for decades, where I pull out a journal and I write down at least three things or three people that I'm grateful for. And, you know, a lot of times I'll write a lot more than that, but I just at least get that done every single day. What am I grateful for? And,
Focus on gratitude.
It's amazing how it just kind of shoves fear out of the way.
Brené Brown, she talks about this, how when you feel that intense fear, focus on gratitude, because it can help pull you through it. And I think there's really something to that. And I really appreciate you reminding us of that. And I remember also, when you were kind of talking about, we can either feel like we're victims, or there's a phrase for this. You can either respond to life as ow, it's like somehow hurting you or affecting you, or this is amazing. Aren't these all these challenges amazing? So thank you for
and
those
what's important
beautiful
in the
reminders.
Moment is, in the moment when things are really dark, you probably won't look at it and go, wow, I'm so lucky I have this opportunity.
That's really true. That is true.
I mean,
that is true.
I want people to really get that, I wasn't standing in the hospital going, he's going to have a big purpose in life now. That wasn't happening. It was everyday management of big fear and dark places. But when it's that level, that's when you really have to dig deep and go, okay, that's when things like, what am I grateful for saves you. When I would go every day and I'd look at him and I'd say,
got it.
What things happened today? We do this every single night. My fiance and I are like, what are the wins for today? What were the good things that happened today? And even if you had the crappiest day ever, you can always find
there's
three
always
things
something.
That work. There's always something.
Oh, JJ, thank you so much for this reminder. I think that really helps. And I really love how you break it down to being in the moment and how to manage that fear, as you said it, to kind of paraphrase what you said, manage that fear in the moment and break it down. And it's because that's how it can feel very overwhelming when we're deep into something. And, I was going to ask you, what do you say to someone who feels like they couldn't do what you did, if they're going through a major crisis? Is that what you would say to people is to focus on gratitude and
here's the
living
thing
in the moment?
That if you'd asked me that before this situation, if you said, hey, so your son's going to be teetering between life and death, and you're going to have to make sure your business still goes as well because you will have to pay for everything. So you're going to get to launch a New York Times bestseller bedside while he's in a coma. I go, there's no way that I can possibly do that. No way. But the thing is, and this is the title of the documentary, is you are stronger than you think. You're stronger than you think. But what you really want to do, and I know in health, selling prevention is always one of the toughest things ever, but putting in place now, like we all know we need to exercise, and a lot of us are doing that on a regular basis because we know that if you don't use it, you lose it, and it's the same with your mindset.
Right.
And so it can be as simple as just doing the gratitude work, those simple things.
Doing the gratitude work,
That simple thing. One other thing that I made sure that I did was I reached out and asked for help, and it came in droves, and it was amazing. And I've never had asked for help before, not a place I like to be, very vulnerable, and, I'd rather give people support than help than ask for help. But
interesting, allowing yourself to receive.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And so, I keep thinking about how much I love to do things for other people, and I'm like, well, wouldn't they love to do things back? And the answer is yes. So you kind of got to go both
possible?
Ways here.
That's what's beautiful about life is that it does, and it's when we can get into that flow and that synchronicity, even when it's challenging. I mean, that's what I really hear you saying is that it sounds to me like there was a lot of synchronicity happening as well. I mean, everything that Grant was experiencing and that you were experiencing, like on his end and also your end in terms of being there for him, but then also what was happening with your book launching, there was a lot of synchronicity going on. And it's like kind of when we let go of that control. Like, life is so much bigger. It's so much bigger, and then it's also, but the way we can respond, like in the very concrete ways of approach, like showing up with courage versus reacting with fear, right? Like that small
yeah.
shift, doesn't
and
that just change everything? Yeah.
I love the whole like fear and courage conversation, because I think there's this whole idea that we should be fearless, and I completely disagree with that, because I think that's ridiculous.
Huh.
Like, we're going to feel fear. Like, I feel fear
right.
every day. In fact,
yeah.
I think that if
yeah.
you're not feeling fear, you're probably playing too small. And you see a lot
yeah,
of people who are avoiding fear, and they're in what I call they're comfortably dissatisfied, right? They're like not going to get out of their comfort zone, but they're not really happy
really
there.
Good.
But they don't want to
yeah.
get, but scary to go out there, so they'll just stay here, right?
Oh,
in
JJ,
this place,
so
they're not
good.
Really
yes.
happy. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you want to bigger thing, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be scary. But you know what's cool about the emotion of fear is it actually is a very short-lived. It's this biochemical response that kind of hits your body for about 90 seconds, and it's through. So you just ride it.
Love it.
And it will
dissipate. Okay.
It'll dissipate, and you know you build resilience because you've got courage. I call it mindset CPR. Like first
I love that.
You got to have that courage to step into that fear, and then you have a purpose that pushes you through, because you'll sit there and go, "Oh my gosh, no, I don't want to do it." But the purpose behind it will keep pushing you through, and you do that repeatedly, and you build this resilience. And every time you do that, that comfort zone expands, your courage expands, and your resilience gets stronger, and you can just handle more stuff. You know, it's not that stuff goes away, you know. I mean, come on, don't we know for sure that we're going to have stuff happen? Like, things are going to come up, right?
Yeah, it happens every hour, just about, really, if you think about it.
Exactly.
Like, every day, there's going to
you know,
be a few, number of things are going to happen.
A number of things. They just are. And it's how you show up and you handle them. You know, in my book, the first page I quoted Elizabeth Gilbert, I'm like such a girl crush on her. And I don't know if you've seen this quote. This is her quote. It says, "The woman who I love and admire for their strength and grace did not get that way because things worked out." She actually said something besides things, but I decided not to swear in my book. "They got that way because things went wrong and they handled it. They handled it in 1,000 different ways on 1,000 different days, but they handled it. Those women are my superheroes." Mm. Like, I just love that. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's how you show up. And how you show up is your mindset. And your mindset is you then just realizing this is something just like brushing your teeth, just like, you know, flossing, like working out. That you have to do to build it. It's not just going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, gratitude's a big one, forgiveness. There's a ton of research out now on, like, the school shootings and which kids handled the best and got the least PTSD were kids who actively understood and did gratitude, who were active in their forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
And
okay, gratitude
forgiveness,
and forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gratitude and forgiveness and resilience, these are all lots of science behind these things. But when I looked at, like, what are the real attributes that would make this up, it's gratitude, resilience, being able to be in the present moment, which means you can see those little wins all day long. You know, like, you look at it and go, there's so many things on a regular basis that are just little miracles, and we just miss them. Right.
We miss them. It's so true. And yet there's an opportunity there. It's an opportunity to go deeper with life. And even when it's hard, because that's actually where a lot of the, like you were saying, the good stuff comes from. And so we're about to go off the live off the air. I would love to do some takeaways. But first, JJ, can you tell everyone where can they find your book for those who are listening live? And then we'll take a really short break and come back and wrap up with some takeaways and kind of like those light bulb moments and how people can get started. I think you were kind of covering some of that already, but it's always nice to, you're a treasure trove of wisdom. So JJ, where can people find your book, The Miracle Mindset? Miracle Mindset.
So Miracle Mindset's on Amazon. It'll be coming out on the 21st of February, so you can pre-order it now.
Okay.
And then we also just literally turned on the premiere, and it will be live for about a week, and you can see that at miraclemindset.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. So we're going to take a really short break. For those listening live, thank you so much for listening. Definitely listen back to the podcast. I'm going to chat with JJ for just a few more minutes here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome back. You're listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and my very special and awesome guest today is author, best-selling author, and much more, JJ Virgin. She, of course, has many New York Times bestsellers already, and including The Virgin Diet and The Sugar Impact Diet. She's known for that. And she's also known for really empowering people in health and wellness. And I know we talked about that a little bit today, JJ. She also has a new book out now. It's called Miracle Mindset. It's a groundbreaking new book that covers the 7 powerful lessons that she learned after her 16-year-old son, Grant, was in a brutal hit-and-run accident. And, JJ, we have just a few moments here, but I don't know if you, I'm going to leave this up to you, what you would like to cover. If you want to talk about some of those lessons, I think we already covered some of those. We did talk about resilience. I mean, there's just so much we could talk about, but are there, you know, do you want to talk about any more of those 7 lessons that are in your book, or maybe some of the light bulb moments that you had, or how can maybe people get started? I know that we covered some of that too with, you know, focusing on
so
gratitude,
who's this,
focusing
who's this
on
audience
forgiveness.
And I'll figure out the best
you know,
thing to
I think
let
people
them
are, I mean, interested in, I mean, they're listening because it's you, health and wellness, I would say, probably self-development, things of that nature. So it's, yeah, what are maybe some key takeaways that, you know, I think people are probably listening because they've probably been through something challenging, whether or not it's health or wellness related. But like you were kind of saying that it's, you know, whether it's related to health or wellness or something else, I mean, we're all going to face those challenges. So how do you really, you know, how do you, I think, I guess, what are, I mean, maybe we already covered this, but maybe what are some of those first steps to, because I think you can, I think people feel overwhelmed when you're kind of in the trenches.
I'm going to walk.
I love how
so
you
what
were
I will
saying.
Do is walk people through this.
Yes.
I'm going to walk people
okay,
through
perfect.
What you
yeah.
can do 5 minutes a day, and I'm going to issue a challenge because I've got something that you can do in 5 minutes a day that if you do this for a week, and you go back and you look at, you rate your satisfaction. Like at the beginning of the week, you look at and you go, how mm-hmm. satisfied am I on a scale of 1 to 10 in mm-hmm. my relationships, you know, my key relationships, in my business or career, in the my financial situation, and in my health, okay? And then what you do is for 1 week, and this literally will take 5 minutes a day, and in the morning.
Everyone has 5 minutes.
And this is, I know, everybody has 5 minutes. I'm so used to doing these things in health where it's like all you have to do is like all you're doing is you're going to just, you know, add in this burst training 3 times a week. It's only going to take 4 minutes. You know? So I'm like really quick
yeah.
swaps because I know that if you sit there
yeah.
and go, okay, now an hour a day for the next week, it's like, come on, no one's doing that.
Just contemplate
so,
that can psych you out.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But anyone, you know, this is 5 minutes. And so what you do
yeah.
is, again,
okay.
first thing in the morning, you get a journal, and it needs to be written because there is
okay.
a little neurological hookup when you put your pen to your paper that activates your
mm-hmm.
brain. So
okay.
first
Love
thing
that
you're going to do every morning, 3 things or 3 people that you are grateful for. So quite often it is my kids and my fiance, my kids, my team. A lot of times I'll mention my doggie who's on my lap right now.
Aww.
hanging out during
so
all my
sweet.
Interviews. I know. She's so cute.
Love
she plays
that.
A starring role, by the way, in You Are Stronger Than
Aww.
You Think. She's
Aww.
She was a little camera hog for the documentary. But so that's the
I'm going to have to check that
so
out.
For a week. Yeah, it's so
okay,
it's
awesome.
So super cute. It's ridiculous, but is that you do that every single morning. Again, you can write more. You can write more people. You can spend more time, but just commit to three so you make sure you get it done. And then review with someone, your kids, your partner, your accountability partner, and three things that are little wins for the day. I like to think of them as little miracles. Three things that happened that day that were just, you know, they were wins, like what good things happened today. And then some point during the day, it's probably likely that something will irritate you or make you angry.
as we were just mentioning.
And maybe more than once. Okay. Maybe more than once, right? You know, just guessing. I'm just throwing it out there. And so if that were to happen to you, what I would recommend here is that you think of someone who you want to tell them something, you know, that you appreciate about them, you know, how grateful you are to have them in your life, whatever. And so shoot them a little text, you know. And
nice.
Sometimes
like
it's
that.
Just one of my girlfriends, and I'll just tell her I just flipping love her, you know, boom. And boy, you know, when you do that too, you get a 10x back on it. And it is amazing. That will shift your state right there, that thing. You do that for a week, and then you look back and you go, all right, how am I feeling in all these areas? Because it's so interesting.
Okay.
You know, your limitations become your life. What you tolerate becomes your life. Who you hang out with becomes who you are. And as you start to shift this stuff, it's like everything starts to shift. But you have to do. You know, we try to think our way through things. And the fastest way to get through things is move your feet. So that's why it's like I want you to physically write it down, to text it, to talk to someone and share it, because now you're actually doing, right? And it may change everything.
What great advice. And I really These are small steps that anyone can do, but it has large, really big implications, because as everyone wants to feel free and not feel chained to fear and to experience this mindset, which is available to anyone, it's just, you know, allowing yourself to take the steps, like, right, the baby steps to get there. And so I really love those steps, JJ. And JJ, do you have any last words of encouragement or advice or takeaways, or, you know, just for someone listening, you know, I always love to end kind of like on a message of hope, although that was very positive right there. On a high note, although that was very positive right there. And I just want to say, just thank you so much. This is really, I think this is just really invaluable, just wisdom for people. So, yeah, thank you. And
I just think it's so fantastic to think that we can actually change our lives purely through doing small things every single day that up-level our mindset. Mm-hmm. And I've done this now with we took a group through 150 people through this to see if I was right, because I was like, if this is true, this is going to be amazing. And it worked like a charm. So, you know, if you're feeling, you know, just at least if you're just feeling stuck in that comfortably unsatisfied position, which I think is just, you know, it's like, ugh, so many people are stuck there. Or you just feel like, gosh, things are just coming at you so fast and you just can't handle them. Just trust me and try this. It's just a week. Mm. It's 5 minutes.
Okay.
It'll take, that means 30 total minutes of your time. You know, do it 5 to 7 days and then reflect back and see. And I think you're going to be blown away.
See where you are. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it, JJ. And I so appreciate I feel that motivating force coming from you. I would assume that this is going to affect your neuroplasticity and literally change like those health habits too, like that are kind of in your neurocircuitry. And thank you so much for talking about, you know, like difficult times and how you can build resilience and strength and have that courage and the great reminders for gratitude and forgiveness even. I didn't even think about how powerful that is and really focusing on what's going right. And just giving the hope.
Yeah, we have got a really good indicator right now in our country of focusing on what's not right. We're like really good at that.
Right.
And it's really not doing much for us.
Right, exactly. We're kind of,
so we can
we
look right now and go,
stuck.
That's not working very yeah. well, is it? Right?
Right, right. We've kind of, it's kind of like, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, it's kind of like beating a dead horse. So, yeah, it would be, it seemed the time is ripe to try something new. And because everyone is craving that freedom, I believe, that comes with having that kind of invincible state of mind, you know, where that's where possibility lies. That's what it feels like to me. So, mm-hmm. and I thank you so much for being a leader in that. And so, JJ, I'm going to put your, I didn't know that you had a movie out too. So I'll put that on the show page. And so do you want to remind everyone again for where they can find your book? And then, so the website for your book, you said it's on Amazon. And then your website is jjvirgin.com.
jjvirgin.com.
Right?
And you can get to the premiere there
ahead.
Too, obviously.
Oh,
you
perfect.
Know, we've got everything
okay.
up there. And then miraclemindset, I think, .com/register. But all those will get you.
Okay.
Every road's going to lead there. So.
Wonderful. Okay. And I can't wait to see it. I'll go watch it. I didn't even know that
yes,
you were doing
that. Let me
that,
know what you think.
So congratulations. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a long, long road to make that one.
Gosh, congratulations. I'm just, you know, it's just, you're such a blessing and also so inspiring. And so there's so much more, JJ, that we could talk about. But I want to, you know, welcome back anytime and just congratulations again. And thank you so much for holding that space for us and encouraging us not only in health and fitness, but now also in mindset. And I love how you say that they're kind of like, you know, they're the pillars of kind of living well. So, thank you so much for being here. And thank you, everyone, so much for listening. And go check out JJ's new book, Miracle Mindset, and also your movie. And again, JJ, what's your movie called again? Or how do you, is it a documentary or a movie? Or
It is called You Are Stronger Than You Think. And it
perfect.
Is the story behind all of this. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. So it is like a
the lessons and, yeah, it's a documentary
wow.
of it. But we wove
oh
all the
gosh.
Lessons in. So it's sort of like the movie The Secret meets,
okay, got it.
You know, meets Rudy meets ER. Best way to describe it.
I love that. Love that. And I mean, I can only imagine how much work went into that, but I mean, how amazing to share your story on two different ways. And thank you so much. And I'll definitely put that on the show page, JJ. And we're getting very close to the end here. So I want to just thank you so much for being here. And like I said, you're welcome back anytime. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. And JJ, I wish you all good things moving forward. And thank you so much for being such an inspiration.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. And everyone, Wina, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. We hope you have an inspired and empowered and beautiful rest of your day and life. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time.